Hey, Frank here. Welcome back to 15 Minutes with Frank. If you're watching this, listening to this, the quality might not be very great because I am actually in a hotel room in the middle of Buffalo right now. And before my vacation really starts, I wanted to make a quick little video and podcast for you guys for this week and kind of catch you up on what I did this past weekend. I'm hoping that you had a great week and hopefully that this week when you hear this, that you don't have any kind of youth events this week. You can spend some time with your family and enjoy Thanksgiving, eat some turkey, eat some gravy, eat some everything because it's a great, great holiday. So let's kick off. I'm going to tell you what I did last weekend and also kind of dive into a little bit of the event I had this past Friday, which was super, super fun. But before I do that, I want to make sure that if you haven't done so, please subscribe to the podcast. Please subscribe to the YouTube channel. Check out my website. Follow me on all the social networks. Share this with a youth pastor or a youth worker that you know. And with that information, let's dive into the podcast. So I had a leader meeting, and one thing I did before the leader meeting, I should mention this is I kind of did my like end of the year survey. And I said, hey, I want you guys to fill this out for me and let me know what we did good and what we did bad, so that way I can make 2017 better than it was in 2016. And so I did a pretty extensive little survey I wanted everyone to fill out, and they gave me some really good feedback. And one of the feedback they gave me, maybe I'll share more of the feedback that they gave me over the next several podcasts, but one of the feedback they gave me was that our leader meeting, the 30 minutes before our time, before the kids come in, hasn't been that great. They were kind of like, we're kind of indifferent about it. We know what's going to happen in the service, and they want kind of like something more. And so I said, what I want to promise them starting this December and starting into 2017 for sure is do more of like training. Like, what can I do to get them to become better leaders? Not just give them information of what the night's going to be like, but how can I train them up to be better leaders and stuff like that? So I'm going to be pulling into the resources that the DYM membership has given me. I'm going to go pull into some stuff that I think might be critical and helpful to our leaders, to leading our students in small groups and just also in other capacities, and maybe train them on different youth-related things. But with that being said, that was really helpful to kind of really reimagine what our leadership meetings look like. And so I kind of, this night, I kind of just gave them a breakdown of what our service was and what we talked about. And so after that, students started coming in. When the doors opened, we had some snacks. Kids were hanging out, playing, listening to music. And for the first time, I used, in the DYM Games app, there is this countdown maker. And so what I did is I went to makerbook.net, went to one of the free photography websites, downloaded a pretty cool, like, youthy image or whatever, and put it as a background for a 5-minute countdown to kind of count down the time for the kids to come in and sit down for service. And the app worked great. So if you have the DYM membership with the DYM Games app, or if you just have the DYM Games app, make sure you've updated, you know, I mean, deleting the old app and downloading the new one, and get the DYM countdown. It's a pretty nifty thing. It's pretty easy. You upload an image, and then there's a countdown. I'm hoping that maybe one day in the future they'll add like video features, maybe like have YouTube kind of like seamlessly stream in the background or something, so that way you can have video kind of countdowns. But for now, it's put a photo, maybe a branded photo, maybe of your student ministry with your logo on it, and then you can kind of adjust the font and all that stuff with the countdown. And it worked well. It was a good time. So after the countdown was over, we had a girl lead our announcements, and the announcements went well. Basically, we just announced that we're not going to have a youth group next week because even though we meet on Sunday, this is more for the sake of my leaders. I decided to cancel our youth group on Sunday night, or not cancel it, but like have the night off, so that way our leaders can just enjoy the weekend with their family and just not have to worry about trying to get back if they're traveling or be concerned with that kind of stuff, and just be able to just enjoy their time with a week off going into the next 3 weeks of December, going pretty hard. Then we played two games. The first game was from youthmen.org. It's called Snapple or Crapple. And it's basically, it's a little like video-based game where they show you a fact that could be on the bottom of a Snapple cap. And you have to guess whether that's a true Snapple fact that's true or if it's Crapple. Like, it's not a real fact. And so the kids enjoyed it. It was really fun. You should check it out. It's in the youthmen.org store. And then after that, we played a game called Mob. And basically the way Mob works is everyone gets in the pairs in the space, and they stand up, and they get in pairs, and they play rock, paper, scissors, best out of three. And then from there, if you won, you go on and face someone else who's won in rock, paper, scissors. But the loser has to be now that person's mob, basically like an entourage, or like they're like the cheerleaders. And so when the winner beats the loser. The loser is now their cheerleader. The winner goes finds another winner and plays them. And now you have a person on each person cheering like, yeah, yeah, you got it. And then that multiplies till the very end. There's two people playing rock, paper, scissors, and there's a mob behind them cheering them on, encouraging to win. It was a fun game. It was silly. It was loud. It was great. And it got everyone involved. So it's a really easy game. No setup, just playing rock, paper, scissors and having kids yell. It was a good time. So we didn't have a transition video this time, but one thing we did have is we had all youth-led worship. And so we had students leading worship, and that was a lot of fun. We had this one girl named Michaela who sang, and we had a keyboard player and a guitar player, and they sang three songs. We played At the Cross, I Surrender, and Holy Spirit. Great, great set list for worship. It was an awesome time. And then for our message, this is the last week of my series called Why I'm Not a Christian. And in this series, I used a book, Can I Ask That?, which has been really, really helpful to be able to answer all these kind of really heavy questions that are like a projects related. And then the question we answered specifically is, is Jesus really the only way? Is there really only one way to God, and is Christianity the only way? And if that's true, then why Christianity? Why not Islam? Why not, you know, whatever? And like, why don't all religions lead to the same God? Why don't they just be little different parts of the same puzzle or whatever? And I preached a message, and they had a lot of time in small group. And one thing that I want to share, this illustration that I shared with them that I thought was really, really helpful, that the students and the leaders all came up to me afterwards and said that illustration was really, really good. I talked about how I was on a plane. You know, I'm going to be flying today, so like I flew from Milwaukee to Buffalo, and on a plane there's exit rows, and how when you sit in the exit row, you know, they tell you, you know, you're in an exit row, you know what to do and stuff like that. And then when the stewardess says, you know, there's two exits in the front and the side in the back or whatever, you know, those are where the exit rows are. And if you're not sitting in an exit row, you're sitting like in row four or something, you can't say, well, I'm not going to choose to believe that. I'm going to choose to sit in this row because this row is the exit row. Like, I don't care what you say is the exit row. This is the exit row. And if you try to argue with the stewardess that she's wrong about where the exit row is and that you're actually sitting in the exit row, the stewardess will nicely look at you and say, sweetie, you can believe whatever you want, but the exit row is actually over there. And if this plane is going down, you're going to want to go to that row because this row won't go anywhere. And no matter how hard you fight that and argue with the stewardess is going to say, the designer of this plane chose that the exit rows to be where they're going to be. And if you have a problem with that, you can have a problem with that, but you're not the designer. The designer designed it how he thought would be the best way to design this plane. And if this is what the designer has made it as, you're going to have to accept it. And so as an argument for Christians to kind of understand this conversation, that is it unfair or is it too inclusive or too exclusive or whatever, that Christianity says that the only way to heaven is through Jesus and no other way. If we believe Jesus is who he says he is and he did what he said he did, and we believe that is to be true, and we believe that Jesus, according to John 1 and Genesis 1, that Jesus is the designer. He created everything. He created you and me. He created everything we know that exists, including the way to salvation. If this is all true, he has every right to design how salvation to be exclusive, to be only through the gracious work of Jesus Christ on the cross. He's the designer. He has every right to do so. We can choose to believe whatever we want, but at the end of the day, it's not a matter of what we want to believe. It's the way Jesus said, this is the only way. He's the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through him. And so when we shouldn't be ashamed or afraid to share that this is boldly the truth, that we believe that Jesus is the only way because the designer said this is the way. So that's kind of what I talked about, and the students and the leaders really appreciated the illustration. And then they went to small groups, and I'm not going to lie, they had way more questions in small groups, but this was good. It was a good conversation to lead to more questions. And it was a really good time. So with that being said, what I want to talk about for the last 5 minutes of this podcast is talk about my event that I had on Friday. It was awesome. Okay, so first we had laser tag. And laser tag was for everybody, guys and girls. And what we did is our church has three campuses, one on the east side, which is mostly for college students, one on the west side, which is the campus I'm at, which is mostly families, and it's multi-ethnic, multicultural, multi-generational. And then there's a campus on the north side, which is predominantly African-American, and it's the part of town where there's not a lot of evangelical churches, especially multi-ethnic evangelical churches, trying to reach that community. And so we have the three campuses, and the third campus, the one on the north side, is in a high school. So we can, it's in a high school, so we can only meet there once a week. So I decided that we're going to go to the east side, because the east side has a nice big basement, and they have this, like, cafe area. And what I decided is I went to Laser Tag, I think it's called LaserTagSource.com, and LaserTagSource.com, you can rent laser tag equipment. And they have everything from, like, these small little Nerf guns that are pretty inexpensive to, like, what we rented, which are, like, Titman, like, paintball-looking guns that were modded to be laser tag guns. And it was so awesome. I rented those guns. I rented this, like, command center that they sent us a laptop with all this information that we can run the laser tag thing from. And then I also rented from them lights. And I bought a smoke machine. And, like, if you follow the Snapchat, I'm going to post some pictures on Facebook later. It was an amazing time. I'm not gonna lie. I was nervous at first that this event was gonna flop, but it was great. Our leaders really got into it. The kids came down. They got in teams of three. It was 3-on-3, and the kids were super, super into it, and they had a blast. So while kids were downstairs playing laser tag, we had kids upstairs, the rest of the kids watching movies on the TV, as well as playing board games and eating pizza and stuff like that. And it was a blast. We did it from like 6:30 to 9:30 or 9 o'clock, and kids absolutely loved it. After that, the boys went home, but many of the girls stayed, and we carpooled all the girls back to our West Campus, and they had a sleepover. And so for that sleepover, the girl leaders really just kind of ran with it and kind of took charge. They planned all the snacks. They planned all the breakfast, the games, the things they were going to do, all that kind of stuff. And then all they asked is for me to show up, let them in, as well as kind of talk up, do like a short message on their identity and who they are as women and their identity in Christ. And it was fun. I got to be able to spend some time with the girls, which is a rare situation for me to get one-on-one time with just the girls with no boys around and kind of speak directly to them about who they are in Christ and how their identity is based on who Jesus says they are and not on what a boy thinks or what other girls thinks or whatever, but solely on the fact that God loves them and gives them value and worth in how he created them. So it was a great time. I was able to kind of watch the Snapchats from our Fuse account as well as from the actual students' accounts, and they had a blast. They were like doing silly makeup tutorials and just being really, really silly. And in the morning at like 8 a.m., I went back there to make sure everyone got out and I can lock up the building. And I mean, they were all exhausted, but they all had a really, really good time. I was able to chat with some of my girl leaders, and they said it was a great, great night. So, man, it was so much fun. If you have any questions about how I did this, lasertagsource.com, go get laser tags here. They're not paying me to do this, but they're not the only laser tag place that you can rent laser tag equipment, but man, are they good. They always, like, if you have an event on Friday, you're going to get a laser tag equipment on Wednesday, and I think you can send it back maybe a couple days later. So, like, you have a good buffer time to get the laser tag equipment. The guns were great. They worked well. It was fun. Aside from all that, I did download this app on my iPad called DJ2, I think. And basically it was like a DJ app, like you could scratch and stuff, and it plays through your Spotify account. And so there's a guy who makes beats, he's a rapper in our shooting ministry. And I said, hey, if I download this app and I make a playlist on Spotify, will you like have fun with it? And he loved it. And he just started like scratching, using the air horn and stuff like that. It was so silly. And the kids loved it, man. Loud music, smoke, lots of lights, playing laser tag in the basement. It was the event couldn't go any better. Okay, and then the sleepover was a blast. So all that to say, it was a great weekend. I loved it. And as far as what happened in Fuse on Sunday night, it was a good time. You know, and it was a good way to wrap the series up. We talked about, can we trust the Bible? Week one. The second week we talked about the church and injustice and all the injustices the church has done in the past, and how can we really trust how can we believe in God with its people doing such evil things and stuff like that? And then this week we talked about how Jesus can be the only way, and how is that true, and how can we respond to our friends who want to believe in religious pluralism? So all that to say, it was such a great time. We had a blast this week, and I'm glad that this is over. I have a week off, and then next week we start our Christmas series that I got from Ministry Pass, and I'm looking forward to talk to you guys about that Christmas series and what our Christmas things are going to be like, and all these Christmas games and Christmas snacks and Christmas. So hope you guys are great. God bless you guys. I'll see you hopefully next week. Y'all be good.
We'll be right back.